I have a special guest, Dan Matthews. You're the second Dan that's been on interview this morning, so I'm hoping I get your names right, but I think you're the Matthews Dan. And you are here to talk to us about the Harvest Buya Festival happening up in Finland. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. Dan, tell us a little bit about the Finland food chain. I know many listeners have heard about it or heard of it, but just give us a little of the history and of your history with it as well. That would be super helpful.
Yeah, so the Finland food chain started with a Bush grant in 2018. The goal was to strengthen the local food system so that we could grow more food in our region and then also consume that food that we grew. And from that, we've been able to increase the amount of farmers we have. We've been able to grow our farmers market. And in the last 4 years, I came on in about 2020, we're looking ahead to the future to see how can we make an even bigger impact and how can we become pretty independent in terms of that food system so that we grow enough food here to feed everybody here as well.
Yeah, I love the multi-pronged approach. Like, it's about supply and demand. And I will say that when I go onto the Finland food chain website, you know, I often am like wondering, like, does anyone do wild rice or like who's got chickens, you know, and you can find out.
Yeah, we have a directory. We want to connect people to local foods. And that's the whole part of this food chain, is that we're all kind of linked at this chain from producer to consumer, and then with composting, finishing that cycle and starting it all over again.
Yeah, a very holistic vision. And then what's your role in the Finland food chain?
So I am the lead coordinator of the food chain. I mostly kind of drop the agenda for our meetings, but then I support all of our fantastic coordinators on their individual projects, like the Finland Wild Rice House, the Finland Farmers Market, writing grants, and education as well.
Wonderful. And how do you like it? Do you live up in Finland?
I do, yeah. I live right by the Baptism River. I'm technically in a Silver Bay address, even though I'm up Highway 1. But the Finland community is a really warm and welcoming community. And so that's where I do a lot of my work and engage a lot. And the Finland Farmers Market is such a great place in the summers. It's one of my favorite things. My wife and I sell chips and salsa there. And then I do a lot of food demonstrations as well. Live cooking demonstrations at the farmer's market.
Yeah, that sounds really, really fun. And where did this idea hatch of the Harvest Buya Festival? I don't think it's the first one, or is it?
No, it's not. It's been around for 30 plus years.
That's
it took a little
hike
in 2020. But it's a community event that I believe was kind of started by the Zion Lutheran Church, which is now the Baptism River Community Church, as a fall festival, as a reason to bring the community out and feed a lot of people. And so in 2021, I kind of asked if I could help out with the cooking, and then was able to take leadership role in cooking the buya and put a little bit more emphasis on sourcing a lot of local foods. So we have almost 100% of the ingredients for this buya coming from like the Lake Superior watershed region. The only thing that's not is allspice berries, which grow tropically. That is a bit of a Finnish flavor. A lot of Finns like to add allspice. So we're throwing that in just as an homage to the Finnish heritage.
Wow. Okay. And are you allowed to give us a little preview of, my mouth is watering already, but tell us if you can, what's going to be on the menu?
Yeah. So we'll have the buya stew, which has, it's a hearty harvest stew, has potatoes, rutabaga, onions, carrots, tomatoes, beans, garlics, all sorts of things are in abundance this time of year. And then pork, beef, and chicken. We'll make a hearty stock with the bones and then add the meat to the stew. We'll also have sourdough bread that's homemade using a local farmer sourdough starter. That's Corey Melby from Finnskogen Farm. And we're going to make fried bread, fried to order, with your choice of powdered sugar or cinnamon sugar. And then a new thing this year, we're adding paroa, which is a wild rice porridge. The Finland Wild Rice House was built about 2 years ago and has been processing wild rice for small-scale ricers. And so we're going to do this wild rice porridge, local maple syrup from Minnesota Maple Syrup Company in Finland, and then some berries, some frozen berries that were harvested at their peak from local farms.
I got to say, that does sound really good. And I have one specific question, because I've wondered about this. You know, we try to eat as much locally as possible, and the one thing that we're struggling with is grains. And so, do you have local wheat for the bread, or is that not in the wheelhouse yet?
So we are working towards that at scale right now, just because we need to bake off, 40 loaves of bread. We don't have any farms in the area that we're able to get local wheat and mill into the flour. But that's actually a facet of the Finland Wild Rice House and the project that we have there. to test the wild rice processing equipment for small grains. We have a couple farmers growing wheat, like red winter wheat and rye and some other small grains that we're going to test this equipment to see if it's a viable route that we can use the equipment more than just for the wild rice harvest season, and we can increase more small grains and even flours into local farmers and their kind of products that they offer.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
It's coming. And what about rice? Is there any rice being grown on the Iron Range or in the Finland area, anywhere in the northeast Minnesota?
You know, I don't know of anyone growing or cultivating rice, but we do have a really vibrant community of people who are harvesting wild rice.
So
that is something maybe we can start a new arm of the Finland food chain to explore that as a project as well, getting some different types of rice growing.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know you, it's, you know, pretty specific what you need, and I have never known if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's going to be more than just food happening at this Harvest Booyah. What else will be going on?
Yeah, so we are going to have live music. We have a couple great musicians, Teresa Aho, who plays classical accordion tunes. And then we have Steven Sokola and his overpopulated one-man band. He also plays accordion and just about every other instrument he can tape to his body. And so he's a hoot. We're excited to have both of those artists playing. And then we're going to have some kids' activities. We're decorating pumpkins. And we're going to have cider press demonstrations with apples and pears. And kids can get involved with that, too. Spinning the cider press to crush that pears into the juice. And then we have a bazaar with some great crafters, all handmade products in that bazaar, and the Finland produce stand as well. So there will be fresh produce available for sale to make the most of this harvest season.
Okay. And where is all this happening?
This will be at the Claire Nelson Center in Finland, down Kramer Road, also known as Highway 7. And so it'll be an indoor-outdoor event. Most of the eating and the food and the music will be indoors in the gym, and then outside we'll have some kids' activities and the cider press demonstrations under a covered pavilion.
Wonderful. And date and time?
It'll be Sunday, October 2nd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I tell you what, you Finlanders really know how to pull something off, so I have no doubt this will be a really wonderful event.
We get a whole lot of support, you know. So many local farms in the area, and then the Friends of Finland community is a huge supporter in coordinating this, and Love and Light County has allowed us to expand the festival a little bit and pay the musicians what they deserve as well, which is important for us because they do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful. And then I'm thinking, if anyone is intrigued by this interview and wants to learn more about the Finland food chain in general, you do have a website. I think you have a Facebook page and a newsletter. I mean, you definitely get the word out.
Yep, we have our finlandfoodchain.org is the website. We do a lot of posts on Facebook, and then specifically for this event, you can search up Harvest Booyah in Facebook, and our event should come up, and that's where we put a lot of the information about the different farms that we're getting all the produce and meat from, and some of the different events and the highlights that are going to come for this weekend.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Dan, for being on the radio with me, and make sure you contact us again when you have more events. We'd love to shout them out for you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Dan Matthews with the Finland Food Chain